Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Francis Alonso reporting. The U.S.-led coalition is laying the groundwork for the isolation of Raqqa, the Islamic State group stronghold in Syria, according to U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Tuesday. Carter spoke after meeting with coalition defense chiefs in Paris. He says, "We've already begun laying the groundwork for our partners to commence the isolation of Raqqa." They are in Paris to discuss the aftermath of the planned capture of Mosul from the IS in Iraq. Meanwhile, the UN said Tuesday that it had received reports of dozens of execution-type killings by the Islamic State group, including the slaying of 50 former police officers as Iraqi troops close in on Mosul. The allegations are preliminary and have come from a range of civilian and government forces, according to the United Nations Rights Office spokesman Rupert Colville. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan that killed at least 60 recruits. This is the provincial government spokesman Anwar ul-Haq Kaka. On Tuesday, the Islamic State released pictures of the three attackers with machine guns as an explosive strapped to their bodies. Britain on Tuesday gave Heathrow Airport the green light to build a new $22 billion runway. The move ends 25 years of indecision, and it vows to boost global trade links after the vote to leave the European Union. The project is one of the biggest infrastructure programs in Europe at £18 billion. This is VOA News.